mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, very serious interview we're doing with attorney Jesse Trentadue. His brother was brutally tortured and murdered concerning the Oklahoma City bombing while in FBI custody. And again, police officers have been killed. Others have been killed. Very, very serious. Headline, Salt Lake City Tribune. Lawyer, FBI, likely knew of Oklahoma bombing plot. Another headline here. Lawyer sues FBI over brother's death. We're going to talk about both of these cases. For stations that just joined us, though, why don't you recap in a maybe two-minute nutshell what we're talking about here?
Well, my brother, Kenneth Michael Trinity, was murdered in August of 1995 in Oklahoma City. He was murdered by the federal government. He was murdered because they thought he was involved with the Oklahoma City bombing. I have recently come across a couple of secret FBI memoranda that indicate that they had an informant in with McVeigh and knew in advance that he was going to blow up the Murrow Building. They'd, of course, denied those documents existed.
That's yeah, and they've got the Salt Lake City Tribune here saying local media says they've got copies. People say it's real, but you want the whole document through a FOIA request, but they're denying that. But then they say, well, where did you get your document?
No, I can't disclose that. Mine is redacted, though. As you've seen, they've blacked the names out of it. I want the unredacted one with the names to see who was there and who knew.
Again, for those that just joined us, can you recap how they tortured your brother?
Oh, he had stun gun marks all over his body. He's beat head to toe, front to back. His skull was smashed in 3 places. His throat was cut. He was even beaten on the soles of his feet.
Well, that's got the most nerve endings.
He was systematically tortured for an extended period of time, and then he was strangled with a pair of plastic handcuffs.
And he also has bloody handcuff marks on both his hands.
Yes.
Both his wrists. Also, you said he had the equivalent of 30 bottles of Coca-Cola, that much caffeine in him. Again, that's a CIA handbook. Copper Green and others have that. You dose somebody up with that so the neurons are all firing and intensifies the pain, like putting salt in the wound.
He had consumed that much caffeine within an hour and a half of death, and in a place where he had no access to caffeine. He was in the hole, maximum security, locked up 24 hours a day in a remote part of the facility.
Yeah, McDougal said he was going to blow the whistle on Clinton, and it was even in the Fort Worth newspaper that a helicopter landed, FBI guys walked in, spent an hour in the solitary, left, and he was found dead the next morning. Boy, I tell you, I hope I'm never in one of these jail cells and these guys come up on me. I will never commit suicide. Let me just say that on record.
Well, they tried to indict me.
Oh, tell me about that.
They had an FBI operative pose as an inmate to say that I had been bribing people to testify against the government. So they tried to run me before a grand jury on trying to indict me for obstruction of justice.
Or they try to indict you.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. And then the grand jury didn't buy it?
Apparently not. But
they'll have some informant with a rap sheet 10 feet tall, and then they'll try to just have them point the finger at you for anything, won't they?
That's a person I've never known, never spoke to, never written, never communicated with in any way.
Well, there's a special area of hell reserved for those that bear false witness. Did you know that?
Well, I'm sure it's full of FBI agents. It would be harder to find a more worthless, low-life bunch than those folks.
What do you mean? It came out in Boston that they actually ran the mafia, ran the murder for hire, and then would kill innocent people that stood up against them. What's wrong with being the mafia with a badge and a fancy black suit?
Well, I tell you, Mr. Jones, my view of the FBI is they're worse than the old Soviet KGB, and I tell you why.
Well, tell me when we get back.
Okay.
They all live in big houses around here.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, I want to be clear about this. I think that most of the FBI are compartmentalized, investigating bank robberies, white-collar crime. But when you get into the intelligence arms of it, the anti-terrorism arms of it, and then you get into certain cities and the organized crime investigation arms, they just become the organized crime. And this has been going on. This happens in almost every other country. Bad people get into positions, and they put bad people under them. And in just a few years, a few decades, you get a thoroughly rotten organization. And clearly, folks, the FBI ran the bombing of the World Trade Center in 93. That's admitted. That's public. They cooked the bomb, trained the driver. The informant said, let's bust him. They said, no, it goes forward. Clearly, they were involved in Oklahoma City. Clearly, they were involved in the murder of a police officer. Clearly, he was, this man's brother, this prominent lawyer's brother, was in their custody and was tortured to death. You were going to finish up your point of why you're saying they're worse than the KGB.
They are, in my opinion.
Tell us why.
They do the same thing as the KGB, but the KGB never pretended to be a legitimate law enforcement agency.
Well, in Russia they did, and overseas I guess they did, kind
of. Well, in my view of them, they didn't. I mean, they were there to protect the state, not there and serve the interests of justice, and then they made no pretense about that.
Let me stop you, sir. And we've had him on for 35 minutes. I'm honored to have him. We'll keep him on as long as we can. We're joined by Colonel Craig Roberts. Craig's obviously a best-selling author, Marine Corps sniper, police officer, helicopter pilot, SWAT team commander, whole nine yards, good friend of mine. Nobody knows more about Oklahoma City than the man we're about to talk to, and I just called him out of the blue to get him on here. Let me just, it's okay with you, Mr. Trentadue, if I bring on Colonel Roberts?
I'll be happy to. Did you say Marine Corps?
Yes.
I was a Marine.
All right. Well, Colonel Roberts was a Marine and then also Colonel in the Army and intelligence. Colonel Roberts, good to have you on with us, sir. On such short notice, I hope I didn't catch you in the middle of something.
Well, we were launching a space capsule, but it's no big deal, Alex. Always make room for you. You've got the open door here. I know who Mr. Trentadue is because the Trentadue case surfaced during the Oklahoma City bombing investigation.
Okay, now, before we go any further, first let's talk about the police officer's murder you investigated. In a nutshell, give that to us.
Well, you know, there's been so many deaths around the Oklahoma City bombing since then, but you're talking about Terrence Yakey. Terry Yakey was the
top of the year
sergeant who was police officer of the year in Oklahoma City. He was one of the first two guys in the building. He was just a couple of blocks away when the bomb went off, and the things that he saw inside the building disturbed him so much that he kept trying to report to the department and to the FBI and so on. And he was pretty much warned away. He said, leave it alone, go with the official version, keep your mouth shut, mind your own business. He wouldn't do that, and a few months later they found him dead out in the field, declared it a suicide, no matter about all of the damage that was done to the body, all the cuts on the wrist and the inside of the elbows, the two slash marks on the jugular veins on the throat. He'd been beaten up, he'd been wearing handcuffs, and he was shot from the top right of his skull down through his left cheek with a small caliber weapon that left very little powder residue, which means there was a silencer involved.
And then right before, the last time he talked to anybody, he had gone to a storage shed. He had material. He called and said, I've got them now. Can you go over that for us?
Well, he said that they had broken into his apartment. They'd broken into his car, but he still had everything, all of his notes and everything, and other material, whatever that was, in a briefcase that he was taking out to a storage, a mini storage he had. It was either in Yukon or El Reno. I can't remember which it was right now. And that he was talking to a friend on the phone. He said, when I get back, we'll have dinner as soon as I can shake these feds that are following me. And he told him that there's two guys in a white sedan that have been following him.
Now, again, a highly decorated officer, tough guy, well-known, well-loved on the force. Obviously, these were just common street thugs. He'd have pulled his gun on them. They obviously had flashed their badges to get him in the vehicle.
They somehow got him pulled over and got the car off onto a side road off of I-40 near the El Reno Reformatory, about a mile from the El Reno Reformatory, where McVeigh was being held at the time. And his body was found the next morning out in the middle of a field, a half a mile from the car, across the creek and through a barbed wire fence.
And he'd obviously run from them, yeah.
Yeah, and they caught up with him, and they beat him up, and they evidently had handcuffs on him as well, because not the people who did the autopsy.
Don, how do they get these guys, these feds to kill cops? I mean, how do they rationalize that?
Well, I don't know that these guys would be like FBI feds.
Special Forces guys.
I think the government has their own people that take care of, exterminate with extreme prejudice type missions.
Above Delta guys.
Well, we ran across, during the Waco deal, Delta Force G Squadron. Well, there is no Delta Force G Squadron on paper. I mean, in reality, who knows? Could this be some kind of a hit team the government or some people inside government use to do assassinations? We made assassinations illegal, so now it would all have to be black ops. All of that stuff's kind of up for speculation.
But how do they get these guys to kill? I mean, kill a good cop. I mean, I can see him rationalizing and, playing mind games. These are purely evil people.
Well, the guy you'd really enjoy talking to would be Colonel Daniel Marvin. They approached him back in the 60s to kill a Navy lieutenant commander at Bethesda Naval Hospital, the guy who had looked at Kennedy's autopsy x-rays and said that, we got problems here. And they had tried to recruit him to do that inside the United States. Now, he was Special Forces at Fort Bragg at the time. He was a captain then. And he said, I'm not going to do any operations inside the United States. So, this has been going on for a long time.
Well, Colonel Roberts, may I ask a question?
Sure.
You mentioned that Officer Yakey, his family contacted me here about a month ago, and they told me exactly what you've told the audience. The one thing they didn't tell me that you mentioned that's intriguing to me, you said his throat had been slashed.
Yes.
My brother's throat was cut, too. Did you find out why? Did you ever determine why?
Well, the rumor is that a prison reaction team or SWAT team went in there, beat him up, killed him, and then framed him to look like a suicide. There was blood all over the walls, according to the Oklahoma City Medical Examiner. If you're going to commit suicide, you don't get your blood all over the walls. Now, and there really wasn't any place to hang himself in there. That bedsheet thing, that was so fabricated, it was ridiculous.
But, I mean, on Officer Yakey, did you ever determine why they cut his throat?
Well, there was a slash mark on each side of his neck. I've got the file on it. I'd be glad to send you. There was a slash mark on each jugular vein, probably 2 to 3 inches long, according to the autopsy diagrams. And he had like 3 cuts on one wrist, 4 on the other, 4 on inside one elbow, 3 inside the other elbow, and then 1 on each side of his neck. Now those were just the cuts. Why they did that, I don't know. Were they torturing him? Maybe were they trying to make it look like he was doing hesitation marks, trying to commit suicide? If he was cutting himself with a knife, why'd he shoot himself? None of it makes any sense. When I wrote the chief of police in Oklahoma City, who was M.T. Berry at the time, and said, I sent him a complete report. I sent him all the pictures. I said, you need to reopen this case. This is an obvious homicide. I've already talked to some medical examiners about it. This is an obvious homicide made to look like a suicide. You guys need to go back and look at this. I got back a 1-page, very nasty letter to mind my own business.
So, cops don't get too mad about cop killing if the establishment's doing it.
Well, actually, I went down to Oklahoma City and I met with about 8 police officers.
Now, I know the ground level ones are angry, but
they're mad. But their deal is, hey, I've got to feed my family, and the brass are running the show. And if I get involved in this, the same thing's going to happen to me.
But that attitude's what gives us slavery. I mean, if we all started standing up, there's nothing they could do.
Oh, yeah, of course, but, it's back to the same old thing we've talked about 100 times. How do you get the ostriches to pull their head out of the sand?
Colonel Roberts, I'm trying to understand this now. You're familiar with the Trentadue case. He's down in Mexico. He comes up into San Diego. They grab him. They take him to Oklahoma. From what you know about the case, you guys are here together right now. Why do you think they killed his brother?
Well, that's all I know is on that end of it. I know that he was murdered, and they wrote it up as a suicide, and they won't do anything about it. The Federal Transfer Center had just opened up. It hadn't been opened up very long, probably less than 12 or 24 months. And that's all it was. It wasn't a prison. It was a transfer center where they hold you temporarily to move you on to someplace else. What really is hard to understand is how a place like that would have individuals in there that could go in and do this, because they were hiring for this place. I mean, most of the people that worked there were fairly new employees, and you weren't going to talk these guys down in there to do that. You had to have somebody come in from outside to do this. The rumor, and there's nothing to verify it, and I like to work with fact, but supposedly he had overheard something that had to do with the Oklahoma City bombing and wanted to talk to somebody about it. Now, what that is, I don't know. We never will know now. And if that's even true, I don't know. But that's where his name popped up in the Oklahoma City case. Now, one of our team members was David Hoffman, who wrote the book Oklahoma City Bombing and the Politics of Terror, which Buck Revell sued and had the publisher destroy all the copies that hadn't already been sold, so very few out there. But he, I think in that book, he even talked about the Trinidad case, because he was talking about all the different people who had died around.
Well, also, then the guy that they finally found 4 years later who'd gotten in contact with Trinidad's brother, who we've got on with us right now, then he kills himself a month before it goes to trial. Craig, were you aware of that?
No, that's news to me.
You want to tell him about that, Mr. Trinity?
Yes, we had an inmate who was a witness. We discovered, and just shortly before trial, they found him hanging in his cell just like my brother.
Incredible.
It's unbelievable.
It just goes on and on.
Colonel Roberts, if you go to InfoWars.com, we've got the photos posted of the torture. I mean, it's unbelievable. What are some other websites we could visit to look at information about this, Mr. Trinity?
I think you just type in the name, and it'll show up.
Yeah. Alex, give Mr. Trinity my home phone.
Well, I'll do that. Stay there, Colonel. Do one more segment with us, okay?
All right.
And we'll give him your home phone number. And then when he gets off air, he can call you. It's a bottomless pit of evil. We'll be right back.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Safran's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass, and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally. No more cellulite. Improves your vision and memory retention. Our mini formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed, anxiety-ridden, eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. Visit the Anti-Aging Medical Convention at Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas, December 2nd through the 5th, booth 802, and meet Dr. Safran. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
I've been talking to Colonel Roberts, Craig Roberts, during the break, and obviously there's some things he can't talk about on air, but off air, he'll be able to tell Mr. Trenadue about it. But clearly, it's what I surmise. It's not just that he looked like John Doe number two, folks. Again, getting brought in San Diego because he looks a little bit like John Doe number two, and then he's in custody at that holding center, and here's some things. I figured it was something like that, because why would they torture him to death, find out who else he talked to, and then kill him? Going back now, and go ahead and close your microphone down for me there, guys. Thank you. Going back now to Jesse Trenadue and Colonel Roberts. Jesse, what would you like to see come out of this? I mean, you're suing the government to get documents. You've already got a lot of the documents. You are suing him. Here's the headline. Lawyer sues FBI over brother's death. Is that an accurate headline?
It is.
Any other key points you'd like to make? Any questions you've got for Colonel Roberts? Any questions he has for you?
Well, I just like justice for my brother's death. And I think the only way I'll get it is to help from folks like you, sir, to get this story out there to your audience and have them stand up. And as you said, if everyone stood up to the government, we wouldn't have a problem. It's letting things go like this go on and not speaking out. You know, contacting Hatch and screaming, contacting your senators, just forcing enough embarrassment on these people till they finally have to do something. I mean, they just sweep these things under the rug all the time.
Hey, look, I got BBC and AP where they literally dump, they grab people's children, CPS does, and then they test pesticides on them till they die. Then they're killing children. Colonel Roberts, people I don't think realize how much evil is actively going on, do they?
Well, you know, if you get my book, The Medusa File, it's case after case after case after case of this stuff. And, you know, Satan's out there, and he's working through these people, and they have no qualms about doing these things. Just the section alone on government guinea pigs from before World War II all the way up to present with the MK Ultra stuff. Look at the Finders case where they were using children to do pornography so that they could blackmail politicians in Washington, D.C. The Franklin case. I mean, it just goes on and on. Bohemian Grove. Martin Preschool, which was an actual true case, and it wasn't, you know, bogus stuff like the media trying to cover it up. We see this stuff going on and on all the time. And yet the media sit there, and they won't investigate it, or if they do, they cover it up and say it's not really true, it's a myth.
From your, and you worked the case for years there in Oklahoma, Colonel Roberts, how many people have they killed? I mean, after the 168 they murdered, I mean, how many people have they murdered where it's clear murder to cover up what really happened?
Well, I'll put it under either murder or suspicious circumstances, at least a dozen. And there may be more than that by now because I haven't followed up on it recently. I've kind of passed the torch on to people who live closer to the scene now to keep an eye on this, and I've turned over a lot of my records and stuff to them. And I can put Mr. Trenadue in touch with a couple of people that probably be glad to work with him on this, too.
By the way, Mr. Trenadue got harassed. They tried to have some informant claim he was trying to bribe people for testimony, and the grand jury shot that down. You've had your own harassment, Colonel Roberts, over investigating this.
Oh, I've been threatened. I've had dead animals put on my front porch and in my mailbox. My mail's been opened. My email's been intercepted. My fax machine was tapped. Both my phones were tapped. I was followed on several occasions. I had my house staked out. But you know what? I was in the Marine Corps, and I was in Vietnam, and they did everything they could to kill me over there and didn't succeed. And I'm not afraid of anything. You just got to go out there and stand up for what God tells you to do and not worry about this stuff and do the best you can. Because
we got to be men again.
Well, I got to tell people this. You know, that when I was getting ready to go to Vietnam, my grandfather, who was a Primitive Baptist preacher, said, going to Vietnam, and then Vietnam boy is going to be trying to kill you. And I said, yes, sir. He said, well, you don't have to worry about a thing. And I said, I don't. And he said, no. He says, good Lord calls you home, and you can't stop it. And if he ain't ready, no one can rush it. And I've just lived my life that way.
All right. Anything we can do for you, Jesse? I mean, you've got Colonel Roberts' phone number.
I do. I appreciate the opportunity, I said, sir, to tell your audience about this and have them look at those photographs. I don't know if you'll post those memos or not, or if Colonel Roberts has seen them. I'll certainly share them with him.
We're posting them right now. I just talked to my webmaster during the last break, in between talking to both you guys. So we're going to get that done up on Infowars.com and all the different news stories together. And I hope to have you, maybe both of you back up in the near future together to flesh out Oklahoma City a little bit more as well.
I'd be happy to, especially if, sir, if I get those memos unredacted, you got the copies as soon as I get them.
Well, I think you can sue them till the cows come home. You know, they've sued them over trying to get the surveillance camera tapes, and they won't release those, will they, Colonel?
No, we've worked on that. And when I travel and do lectures, I challenge them. I said, you guys want to prove that there's only two people involved in this or one person involved? Show us the tape. Show us the Zapruder film. They won't do it.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming on, and I'm sorry for what happened to your brother, Mr. Trenadue.
I appreciate that, sir.
Take care. But the people that did it are going to hell, so that's some consolation.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Just a very painful interview in the last hour to listen to how they tortured his brother to death and to see the photos and to know that they go grab cops, you know, cop of the year, and torture them to death and kill them. And it's just anything for power and control, and they get off on it. Coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to have John Moore, another great patriot on the show, to give us his view on the New World Order. His website's thelibertyman.com, Colonel Roberts, riflewarrior.com, another great American. We were just talking during the break. We have better radio during the breaks than we do on air, and when I was about to let you go, but in a nutshell, I was asking you, man, how are these people so evil? Because, you know, most people that are corrupt just rationalize what they're doing, but these psychopaths that can do this to children and people chained down and to cops and they're in positions of power, I mean, and then you really boiled it down nicely, Colonel. Boil that down for us.
Well, you know, I've run into my law enforcement career people who were just absolutely bad. There's just nothing that was going to change it. I don't care what you did. It was always a mystery to me how anybody could be that way and just have no qualms about doing bad things or shooting somebody or killing them or torturing them or whatever. In fact, some of them even enjoyed it. And when I was working on the Kennedy assassination thing, I spent a few days with Marina Oswald, her name is now Marina Porter, and Lee Harvey Oswald's widow, and she's a very nice lady, and she was telling me that when she was in Russia, she asked her grandmother, who was some kind of a clairvoyant or something, and psychic or whatever, and why there were such evil people in Russia that could take you to the gulags and shoot you and torture you and do all of these things without any qualms whatsoever, without any compunction. And her grandmother said, there are people who have no soul. and they work for the devil. And she said that she could look at people and look in their eyes and see that the spark of goodness wasn't there, and that these were people who wouldn't think twice about doing anything to anybody, including their own family. And for lack of a better explanation, I've run into people that way. I've put them in jail, and I could look in their eyes and tell that if they could get my gun, they'd have shot me in the heart right then, and not even felt a thing about it. So they're out there, and I think that there's ways that they can either screen and recruit these people, you know, find them and put them into special operations type assignments or whatever, or they can program people to be that way to a certain extent by doing the Manchurian candidate deal and blocking out any emotions and telling them the mission comes first and it's for the good of the country.
Well, the Pentagon came out in Wired magazine last year and said that their head futurists, they're actually already drugging the special forces in Afghanistan and giving them amnesiacs and testing this on them.
Well, you know, when you read my book, The Medusa File, and you go into the government guinea pig section and you see all of the things that they've tried on people, this is our own government doing this stuff. This is the Technical Services Division of the CIA and other organizations who've gone into things on MKUltra and Clear Eyes and all of these other operations and projects where they've tried to find out if they could create actual Manchurian candidates, programmed assassins, trained killers, super soldiers.
When you were in the sniper corps in Vietnam, and in a minute I'll ask John Moore this, I mean, when you're in there, I mean, obviously, were there those people who were in it just because they liked to kill and who were actually enjoying it? I mean, not just doing a job?
Well, you know, there was probably a couple over there like that. I never ran into them personally. Everybody that was in sniper duty had some type of a motivation to be able to justify a shot that you can look right up and see a guy's face before you squeeze the trigger. Unlike, you know, in standard infantry where you shoot at shadows in the bushes and you don't know if you hit anything or not. It's not personal. Sniping is personal. You know you're going to end some other son's life right there as soon as you squeeze the trigger at 2,800 feet per second. For me, my personal motivation or my personal excuse or the way I justified my shots is I hated them. I hated every VC I saw and wanted to kill everyone I could get in my sights because of what they had done to some of my fellow Marines and what they had done to some of the unarmed, peaceful villagers that they had tortured. I saw those things prior to going to sniper school. There were other guys who couldn't take the shot. They get, you know, they did the training, they got out in the field, and as soon as they saw the face, they couldn't take the shot. But there were some that became very numb to it. You know, it was just another target. They just made them targets on the range in their mind, and plus they didn't look like us. They looked like Orientals, so that really didn't count. There was all kinds of ways to justify it mentally, but we didn't have anybody that I personally knew that just said, I want to stay in Vietnam and kill everybody I can because it's fun.
So you didn't run into any Horiuchis?
No. No. Someday we'll talk about that, Alex. That's a long story, too.
All right. Well, Craig, thank you for coming on with us. We'll have you on soon, my friend.
Well, say hi to John. He's a friend of mine.
Well, hey, say hi to him right now. John Moore, thanks for holding a few minutes. Good to have you on.
Thank you. And hello, Craig.
Hi, John. Everything going okay?
No complaints.
Yeah, watch Alex.
See you, Craig.
Will do. Roger that.
All right. God bless. See you guys.
Take care, buddy. John, I mean, that's a good way to start this interview. Of course, John Moore first fought terrorism in 67. He is still fighting it today and walking patrol in Vietnam at night alone. He searched for the terrorist bombs in the Jeep and saw what happened to those who did not find them. And he flew 57 combat missions over Vietnam and Cambodia, many of those being hit by enemy gunfire. And, of course, then a police officer, private investigator, special operations, covert operations, psychological operations, undercover operations, surveillance operations, bodyguard for executives, for stars like Jane Fonda, Charlton Heston, private investigator, firearms instructor, intelligence and analyst, homicide detectives. These are some of the jobs he's done. Great to have you on the website, thelibertyman.com.
Good to be here. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. I mean, I'm sure you heard some of our discussions here. How do they have feds that'll go grab a Oklahoma City cop who's exposing government involvement and torture him to death? I mean, where are they finding these type of people?
Law enforcement has always attracted people who enjoy exercising power over others. And frequently, depending on the situation, frequently those kind of people will stick around in situations where other individuals who don't enjoy exercising power will leave and not make it their career. The worst examples are probably in the penal system where you've got guards and people involved in the penitentiaries. More likely than not, that's where you're going to find people who really enjoy exercising control and power over other individuals, even more so than regular law enforcement.
So, I mean, most of your cops aren't bad people, but I guess what you're saying is some of the bad, sick apples stick to it, and then the kind of the evil people above them position them in positions of power?
Don't fool yourself, Alex, and I know you know this, and this is an educated audience. At the very top levels, there is true evil. And people like Janet Reno, for example, people who can take well-meaning police officers, manipulate and massage what these individuals are doing who have good intent. And it's fairly easy to take a gung-ho, patriotic FBI agent and only tell them what you want them to know. Take Waco, for example. I know you had a lot of involvement in Waco. More likely than not, many of the federal agents involved there were only told what Janet Reno wanted them to hear, that the people inside were crazy, wacko child abusers who deserved as much punishment as could be dealt out. And they were not told the truth, that these were just people minding their own business. They weren't evil. They weren't child abusers. They weren't involved in illegal drugs or any of these other things. And that's the way you take otherwise honest men, otherwise men who would not do these horrendous things, and get them to do horrendous things, is you exclude the truth. You only tell them what you want to know.
And we saw the same thing in Germany. I mean, a lot of these Nazi officers would work 80 hours a week, wouldn't steal a nickel from the Reich, would charge machine gun nest, and then they'd be more than happy to blow toddlers' heads off.
Well, one of the things that you can count on in any war, Alex, is that there will be atrocities. I've heard it said, and I agree with it, there's no more barbaric person on the planet of the earth than an 18-year-old farm boy from Iowa who's in the U.S. Army or the U.S. Marines, given the right circumstances. Anybody can, under the right circumstances of seeing your buddy's brains blown all over the front of your uniform, become something you would never dream that you would be otherwise.
Is that why the globalists love to be running dozens of peacekeeping operations at any one time, running checkpoints, grabbing people, setting up Abu Ghraibs, setting up Wacos? I've heard a lot of top analysts say these are really all mini war games to test and perfect out a core of people that'll do whatever they're told.
Well, let me give you a heads up on that. I just finished a nationwide speaking tour the last 2 weeks of October, speaking on terrorism. This is from a reliable source who I would trust my life with. He was in Bosnia on a tour of duty for a year. He spent a lot of his time doing liaison with the Russian Spetsnaz. Now, the Spetsnaz over there speak English with the neutral Nebraska accent. They have and routinely wear American combat uniforms. And off duty, after hours, over a glass of vodka, they would boast that what they were doing in Bosnia, this is the Russian Spetsnaz, what they were doing in Bosnia was training and preparation for what they'd be doing in the United States.
Well, Colonel Roberts has been there, and has had family's been there at the academy, and just a few years ago, where they say, we're going to use foreign assets here. I saw UN General McKenzie on Nightline the week after 9/11 say, we're going to have foreign troops in America. Now they use them to put out wildfires in 99. They have the NATO AWACS, the Norwegian F-16s, the cooperative nugget drills. I've been to the training drills where our Marines train with foreign troops openly for domestic takeover operations.
Absolutely, and you know why they're using Marines and not the Army?
Posse Comitatus.
Precisely. Now, only less than 1% of the adults in this country are aware of what we're talking about because they listen to shortwave and they do their research. The other 99%, given a bad enough circumstance, Alex, specifically nuclear attacks in one or two or more cities, most Americans, 99% of the adults in this country, believe that the Russians and the Chinese are our allies, our friends, and they will welcome them with open arms to help restore order, make things normal so they can go to work, pay their mortgage, and have a six-pack of beer and watch football.
Unbelievable. And you've studied terrorism. I've heard you interview.
I've lived with it.
I've read quite a bit of your work. I mean, what I see happening is 9/11 was just to set up the police state, to set up the mechanisms, you know, to load the round into the chamber, and that the nuclear attack or bio attack is going to be pulling the trigger.
Absolutely.
And then that's when we go to the real level.
Absolutely. You and I have both been around this Patriot movement enough to have heard men say, well, when those blue helmeted foreign troops come down the street, I'm on a kick butt and take names. You and I have both heard that, correct?
More times than I'd like to remember.
Well, here, Alex, they'll be wearing American uniforms and speaking better English than many of us do. How are you going to know who's who?
Russia admittedly has giant fake cities where they teach them this.
Like I say, and this is another heads up, to teach a native-born Slavic-speaking person Russian, the Russian language is a Slavic language. I have friends who grew up speaking Slavic languages. The only way to teach them to speak English with a Nebraska neutral accent is to start when they're 5 years old, Alex, which means they do a diagnostic procedure in kindergarten for five-year-olds to pick out who 13, 14 years in the future will be the best athletes, will be the brightest young men who will jump out of airplanes in the middle of the night and kill people. That's what Spetsnaz does. And they start teaching them English at that point. So by the time they're 18, they speak English with no accent whatsoever.
And for people who think this is all a joke, our government is totally run by the European Union now. They're going to open the door for this.
Well, I don't know how much control they exercise, but there was a presidential directive signed by Clinton, which turned over, and it's still secret, by the way, turned over operational control of our forces to the United Nations. There's been some declassified summaries released, which are very disturbing. You know, there is, in fact...
Well, then he signed PDD 60 that will absorb a nuclear attack.
And there's that one also. And we're basically not in a position to stop one. We do not have an operational strategic defense.
And George Bush never, by the way, reversed any of those.
Oh, no.
Not 25, not 60.
No. President's Directive 25 is still in effect. 60 is still in effect. And all the disastrous things done under... Well, William Clinton and the first George Bush to our military have not been reversed.
What's Iraq really all about? I mean, when the Army said we need 400,000, they said, no, we need 150. I mean, obviously, they know that the tactics they're using over there are meant to backfire.
Actually, our top generals in the Pentagon wanted about 250,000 troops to do what's being done over there right now with half that many. I think the answers lie in several places, Alex. The book I'm in the middle of right now is Crossing the Rubicon by Michael Rupert. I think you can find some answers in there. It's too simplistic just to say oil, although oil is obviously part of it. The politics behind oil are complex and almost beyond human imagination. But you need to do some research and study to really figure out the motivations behind what's going on in Iraq.
Or go to the PNAC documents where Dick Cheney said it's about oil, but it's mainly about having a military base to invade other countries, and then America plays the part of the bad cop, Europe plays the part of the good cop.
It's playing out that way. Europe hasn't stepped in to be the good cop yet, but that's obviously could be their role.
Well, now, again, we're talking to John Moore, and the website's thelibertyman.com. John, what was your awakening like, being in the military, then being a detective?
My awakening was as follows. I was a 20-year-old corporal working in military intelligence in the fall of 1967. I was getting report after report about the Viet Cong building up for a major offensive during the Chinese New Year celebration called Tet in the end of January 68. I saw during the fall of 67 a couple of things. First of all, that the U.S. Army was not preparing to deal with any kind of major offensive whatsoever. Second, we had Westmoreland making a speech before a joint session of Congress in December 68, saying the Viet Cong are a defeated enemy. They can no longer mount an effective battle on the battlefield. The war will soon be over. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel. His famous light at the end of the tunnel speech. I'm telling my buddies, hey, these people are going to hit us. They're going to hit us hard. You better be getting ready because it's coming. Well, of course, in the January 68, the Tet Offensive came. They did hit us hard, and a lot of men died that did not need to. And I was aware of it months before it happened.
And the Pentagon knew it, too.
CBS did a documentary on the disparity between Westmoreland's intelligence people and the CIA's intelligence people. The CIA was telling the truth. They said, these people are going to hit you hard during the Tet. Westmoreland's intelligence officer said, no, it's not going to happen. And, of course, we saw the results.
And then never allowing our forces to win the war, to drag it out. So what's the policy behind that?
It was politics. It was Lyndon Johnson wanting to have it both ways, the guns and butter policies. He really was a Roosevelt type of Democrat where he wanted to create all these social programs and conduct the war at the same time and not get Russia and China upset with us.
We're about to go to break. We'll come right back and get into a whole host of issues with John Moore. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Next hour, we're, of course, going to have John Moore riding shotgun with us. We'll be taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Before we go back to Mr. Moore, just briefly, you know I've made 11 films. The latest film is American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 04. It shows how there was no real difference, just in rhetoric, how they're setting up the same police state. And it's really important for people that aren't understanding the political system. It's $5.95 on DVD when you buy one copy for $19.95. So you can buy a whole bunch of copies and give them as gifts. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, that covers the history of government-sponsored terror and 9/11. $24.95, almost 3 hours long, each additional copy $5.95. I'm only doing this for a week or two more. And I hope you take advantage of this, and I hope you get them and give them to people. Or just buy one copy and burn copies, make copies of them. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Also, it's not going to be out for a few months, but my new video, Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State, a 4.5-minute trailer of that for Macs and PCs is on InfoWars.com right now, and I'm proud of it, and I hope you'll spread it around to your email list. And next hour, we'll tell you how to get some of John Moore's incredible works that are very impressive. John, you want to get into something that's near and dear to my heart, and everybody should be concerned about it. The coming mass terror attacks, it's not a question of if but when, the globalists have told us. In kind of a thumbnail sketch, what are we going to be covering in the next hour?
Alex, what we're going to cover is, first of all, emphasizing to all the listeners that we don't need to dwell too much on the nuances of which entity would be behind it. It serves no purpose. It's kind of fun, but it really serves no purpose. And concentrate on these attacks will be happening and what people need to do to get prepared because the government won't be there to take care of them.
Yeah, even if people believe that Al-Qaeda is real and operates alone and does this from a cave, it's still going to have the same effect.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The government's still doing nothing to really protect you, leaving the borders wide open and taking your rights and prosecuting people for, you know, for Rubik's Cubes and complaining to the VA and pot dealing. It has, they're obviously using it for a new world order.
Absolutely.
So what do you see happening? I mean, you talk about, you know, which group, you know, debating all day, who's exactly runs it all.
Well, the water cooler talk, as we sometimes refer to it around the lettered agencies, is nuclear weapons, not dirty bombs, but real nuclear weapons being discharged in major American cities. That's what the water cooler talk is in the agencies. And the speculation is on, first of all, how many of these devices are, and of course the big question is when would they be discharged, which if anybody has any information, they haven't told me. Those nuclear weapons, Alex, are the true weapons of mass destruction. They would cause the greatest amount of terror in the quickest period of time. Granted, these biological weapons, especially these cocktail mixes the Russians have developed, are absolutely devastating, and some of them approach 100% lethality.
Chemical, you get tens of thousands. With a super bio, hundreds of thousands. And with nukes, millions.
Chemicals are very difficult to use. On the battlefield, the main purpose they serve is area denial. Say you've got an airport that you want to deny access to the enemy, but you don't want to wreck the place. Chemicals are an excellent thing to use because you can't conduct operations as long as the chemicals are there. It denies your enemy use of that facility. And then the chemicals blow away with the wind, and you can come in and use it for your own purposes. They're not terribly effective at killing people, quite frankly, and what happened in the subways in Japan demonstrated that. Biologicals are another matter. What the Russians will do is mix different things, plague and cholera and smallpox, for example, into a cocktail, and you really can't tell what you've got, and you're dead before they figure it out.
Yeah, stay there. We'll come back. Yeah, they say watch the reservoirs. You just pump it down the sink or the toilet. We'll be back.